quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Josh Nason. And it is Tuesday here on this show, and we actually aren't always here every day. We were off yesterday for Labor Day, and as a result, here on Tuesday, man, there's a lot to get into from the past weekend. Not sure how much we'll have time to cover. But obviously, a lot of sad things happened over the weekend. We had the death of Andy Williams, the Butcher, after an indie show on, I believe it was Saturday night. Bill Dundee passed away. Pharaoh, Cody's dog, passed away. So we got to talk about all of that. There was a lot of wrestling that took place this past weekend as well. The Sunday night's main event, all of the normal shows, SmackDown and Collision. We had Raw last night. We got NXT coming up tomorrow. Actually, it's tonight. I don't even know what day it is. And we got the Rebel Heart edition of Dynamite, which is coming up on Wednesday, which also, I'm sure, will pay tribute to Andy Williams. And they may even talk about Bill Dundee as well. So there's a lot of stuff that has happened and is going to happen. And we've got updates on a number of different stories, including Mickey Knuckles, who was hospitalized for a fire spot that went wrong. Fire, of course, you know, it doesn't always cooperate. Ric Flair is seeking $10 million in a lawsuit against a digital talent agency that he says defrauded him. We've got some all-out notes. We've got really all of the rest of the news as well. We'll see how much we can get into. But a lot today. Lance Storm is going to join us, and we'll kick it off after the break. Wrestling Observer Live.
Everyone likes a success story. All In Lid Company was started by two young entrepreneurs who wanted to build a premium hat brand around quality products and an inspiring mindset. That mindset, All In Lid, isn't about what you wear, it's about how you think. Believe in yourself. This brand was created to inspire people to go all in on themselves, to chase the goals that matter to them, to bet on their vision, their work ethic, and their belief, even when the outcome feels uncertain. Founded at Florida State University in Tallahassee, the message quickly resonated with students who believed in the mentality behind it. Today, All In Lid represents more than premium headwear. It represents commitment, confidence, and ownership, a reminder to stop playing small and show up fuller for your goals. Their mission is simple: to inspire as many people as possible to go all in on themselves and their next chapter. AllInLid.com.
I get a lot of calls from people across the country who are suffering from the affliction of IRS tax debt. Hi, I'm the tax doctor. Call me right now. My team specializes in helping people over the age of 50 solve their tax problems. And the bigger your tax problem is, the more money you can save. If you owe the IRS money, or you're about to owe the IRS money, or even if you need to file years of unfiled returns, call us right now. Our friendly, highly trained representatives are waiting right now to take your call. Over the years, we've helped thousands of people just like you stop the tax liens, Wade's garnishments, and harassing phone calls. You don't need to send the IRS a big fat check. We can negotiate a lower amount. That's what we guarantee for you. So call us right now.
800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. That's 800-603-9359.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solutions Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solutions Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. That's 800-520-8629.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Lance Storm is joining us here today. A lot has gone on, Lance.
It was a busy and kind of sad weekend.
It sure was. We have several individuals who passed away. Obviously, I think everybody knows most of these stories, so we won't go too in-depth into them. We've been talking about them all weekend on many shows here and out on the front page. But the Butcher, Andy Williams, passed away after an independent show on Saturday night. And essentially, he was doing the match, and according to the owner of Enjoy Wrestling, co-owner, Kurt Hackemeyer, he issued a statement to a Pittsburgh CBS affiliate, KDKA, and he said that Andy collapsed at ringside after his match on Saturday, and he hit his head on the floor. They carried him off to the side where he was attended to by the two doctors on staff, called for an ambulance. At this time, he was conscious but unresponsive. His condition worsened quickly, his pulse faded, called 911 again to provide an update, were informed the police were about to arrive. We entered the event, asked the audience to leave. Doctors administered CPR, utilized an AED provided by the police until the ambulance arrived. He was taken to the Allegheny General Hospital around 9:45. We were informed of his passing by his tag team partner Jesse shortly after midnight. Medics on site indicated the symptoms were consistent with a cardiac event, but we were told cause of death is pending the results of an autopsy. So, you know, they're going to try and find out what happened. I mean, you know, there absolutely was, there'd been talk that he hit his head, and says here that he did hit his head after he collapsed. So it appears there was some sort of cardiac event. I don't know if hitting his head made things worse. I mean, that's probably one of the things they're going to try to determine in the autopsy. But very sad story. Don't really have any details other than everything that came out there. He was a musician. Every Time I Die was the name of the band, and very successful band. And he obviously had done that prior to getting into wrestling. And, you know, there's pictures all over the place. You know, he had attended PWG shows as a fan. He had attended NXT Full Sail shows as a fan. And I guess he, I guess his goal was he was one of those guys, you know, he loved wrestling, and apparently he just wanted to have one match. And Josh Barnett, who I guess helped train him, told him, you ain't going to have just one match. Once you do it, you're going to want to keep going. And he ended up continuing on and obviously signed with AEW and worked there for many years. And everybody just talked about what a absolutely, I mean, I had people that told me that he was the nicest person in all of AEW. And you always hear about people, you know, he was a really nice guy and everything, but they said, no, he actually was. Somebody actually said he was even nicer than Adam Cole, which is about the highest nice praise you can give another person. And hopefully they can do something for him on Wednesday during the Rebel Heart Dynamite episode. I don't think I ever met him, but I'm actually not sure because I did a show in 2019 for Beyond Wrestling, the American Rana show, and I'm pretty sure that Butcher and Blade were on that show. I actually should go back and check, but you know, whenever I go to a show, I meet and say hi to everybody, but I'm always thinking about something, so I'm not paying attention really to all sorts of things. So I may have met him there, but you know, I didn't know him, and you know, all the best to his friends and family. Just a super sad story. Did you ever meet the Butcher?
I never did, no, but I do highly recommend. Josh Nason did a really great tribute to the Butcher, clipping up an old interview that he did with Andy. It's quite nice. So the Sunday Wrestling Observer Live show was a tribute to him, so I highly recommend that. And yeah, every account I've heard, just the nicest guy in the world.
And you were, I guess, before Jerry Oates was before your time. He passed away.
Yeah, I guess he actually wrestled as late as 2006, but yeah, he was predominantly a big thing before my time, so I didn't really know or can't say as I've ever even seen a Jerry Oates match.
What about Bill Dundee?
Don't believe I ever met him as well, although obviously have seen much of his work and was aware of him, but I never met Bill Dundee either.
Bill Dundee, I've watched a lot of Bill Dundee matches, and he was a great worker. And I was surprised because there were some people, I think it was on our board, they were like, I can't believe he was only 5'5". And I was just thinking, did you ever watch his matches? I mean, he was clearly 5'5". He was a short guy, but he was stocky, and he was just one of those southern workers, you know? I love watching that style of wrestling and also lucha. I think those are my two favorite styles of wrestling. Old school southern wrestling and Lucha Libre, probably because they're both like, some people will say, like, what's this guy talking about? Like, it's crazy. But like, I think they're the two, like, I got to be careful how I say this. Easiest styles of wrestling, meaning if you do it right with the right guy, it should be one of those matches where it's a night off. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I think so.
So, that's kind of wrestling I like to watch because I wish all my matches were a night off. So
I think most fans today, especially the younger crew, would remember Bill Dundee more as Sir William.
Yes.
With, Lord Stephen Regal.
Old Sir William.
He was a big part of Stephen Regal's run in WCW.
And by the way, yes, the Butcher did work that American Rana show. It was me and Tom versus Nick Gage and Thomas Santel. That's when Nick Gage tried to end my career for the seventh time. But the Butcher and the Blade actually wrestled the Rock and Roll Express on that show. So, yeah, 4 minutes and 44 seconds the match went. Which, I'll bet they had the time of their lives wrestling the Rock and Roll Express. And unfortunately, also Pharaoh passed away. That's Cody's dog that we saw many times when he wrestled for AEW. You know, it's interesting because if you don't watch SmackDown, they were doing an angle where Randy and Cody were gonna have a match at Sunday night's main event, and they didn't want him to touch, so they had to come up with something, and they came up with, and it was really weird because, like, originally it was like, I'm pretty sure originally the stip was, if you guys touch before this match, neither of you will ever get a shot at the championship again. It was like the Hangman thing, but of course it's WWE, so nobody even thought about it. Like, that's not going to happen. But then, like, the first angle they did, it was like Randy's trying to goad this guy into hitting him. So I think either he thought or it was announced strangely or whatever. I think the idea was if one of you touches the other, that person will never get a shot at the title ever again. So anyway, the first week that Randy's goading him on, he mentioned that that Pharaoh had died. And I was like, man, first off, I don't like angles like that. But second off, it's like, when did that happen, you know? Because Pharaoh was like a big part of Cody's life. And then a week later, they did another angle where Randy's trying to get him to hit him. And this time, Randy actually goes, actually, Pharaoh's not dead, but he's almost dead. It was even more bizarre.
What?
Yeah. It happened this, it was like Friday night on SmackDown. He was like, he's not dead, but he's almost dead. And then, you know, it was announced, you know, today that he had passed away. So it was very weird. I don't like angles, you know, built around, you know, animals or people or anybody who's actually passed away. But that's what they did. And
if you're a dog guy, you know how much dogs can mean to someone. And condolences to Cody and his family.
Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. They're doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Listen, were you forced into getting a solar contract and now you just don't want it anymore? Maybe the solar company misled you. Or is your solar contract buried with hidden fees? Are you not saving the amount of money you thought you would on your energy costs? Don't worry. At the Solar Exit Hotline, we can help you cancel your solar contract, even if the panels are already installed. Our experienced legal team will review your contract and help you cancel it, possibly saving you thousands of dollars. You got to call right now for complete details. So listen, if you're not happy with your solar contract for any reason, we are here to help you cancel it. Call the Solar Exit Hotline now for immediate options to help you exit your solar contract. This call is 100% free.
800-826-4073. 800-826-4073. 800-826-4073. That's 800-826-4073.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're on the show. Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Another not good story here. Indie wrestling veteran Mickey Knuckles has been hospitalized, receiving treatment in the burn unit after a fire spot that went wrong. At the end of August, Knuckles, who's known for being a deathmatch wrestler, was competing for POR Wrestling when she was thrown into a box that was lit on fire. A fire extinguisher was used, and someone close by acted quickly by pulling Knuckles away to safety, but she still spent several seconds suffering from burns before that happened. So there's actually video of this. They were doing some match, and there was a big box outside the ring, and they poured the lighter fluid on it. And then she, like, took a press slam onto the top of the box, fell into the box. And, like, when she fell into the box, it, like, exploded in fire. And there was the fire extinguisher. They were, like, immediately trying to put the fire out. But, like, it was a big fire. And she looked like she was kind of, like, holding, maybe she got burned here or something. But there was another picture on, as we'll get to, the GoFundMe that looked like her leg was all wrapped up. But anyway, shortly after the incident, she did a video, and she said she was not going to go to the hospital and was not going to do a GoFundMe. However, both of these things have changed. Josh Evans organized a GoFundMe, and he said, "As many of you have seen, one of my best friends, Mickey Knuckles, was badly burned during a wrestling match. A couple of days later, her injuries required her to be admitted to the hospital's burn unit, where she remains receiving treatment and beginning what may be a difficult road to recovery. Knuckles supports her two children. She's been forced to cancel several bookings, causing lost income." In her first video, Mickey did say that she thought she asked all the right questions about things, like the fluid that was being used. She said that a POR is known for stunts. She believes everyone did the best they could. She's grateful nobody else, including another wrestler who was already in the burning box, was seriously hurt. The other wrestler did suffer some burns that were mostly surface level. At the time, Knuckles planned to honor all of her upcoming bookings. She did say she probably needs to learn to say no more often when it comes to spots like this. As noted, the video is on social media. Knuckles said she doesn't want her supporters and detractors going after each other. She especially does not want people bringing her children into things. So, hopefully everything works out all right. I mean, it sounds like maybe there was an infection or something. I don't know, but, you know, she wasn't going to go, and then a few days later, she ended up in the burn unit. So, apparently still there. So, all the best, and hopefully things work out all right.
Yeah, I saw this clip, didn't realize it was her or that it was recent. Just one of the crazy clips that people forward to you, and it's just like, oh my God. It looked horrible, and I wish her well, but yeah, I would imagine she's in a lot of pain and going to need a lot of help.
Don't do fire. I don't want to get in a debate or anything like that, but I think we should all agree that fire's a bad idea in wrestling, because it is uncooperative. You just don't know what's going to happen. I mean, we've seen like a lot of You know, we've seen a lot of spots involving wrestling. And, you know, the fire kind of, you know, it goes out, put it out quickly. But, man, this box was on fire. And when she went through it, it exploded in fire. And you just never know what's going to happen with fire. I don't like glass. I don't like any of that stuff. I don't like glass. I don't like barbed wire, tacks, anything, but, you know.
I would imagine, too, the box limited her ability to roll out of the fire.
Yeah, she was trying to get out, and the box was in the way. So it was rough. Ric Flair seeking $10 million against a digital talent agency that he claims defrauded him. Lawsuit first reported by The Independent today. Flair told the outlet he wants to, quote, bury agency FAM Networks for costing him at least $250,000 in revenue so far. He says he was fraudulently induced into an agreement with the agency, which has not delivered on what he was promised and contractually stipulated. The complaint says that Flair entered in the agreement December 2025 without a lawyer going over it, which FAM knew, despite stating in the contract it had been negotiated with counsel. What FAM did was simple. It waited until he needed help managing the digital legacy of everything he had built, presented him with a document he was not equipped to understand, told him he had lawyers when he did not, gave him 14 minutes to read it, walked away with a perpetual license to his identity. Flair wants $5 million for breach of contract, $5 million for fraudulent inducement. And it also says, the complaint says Flair was not informed of an existing legal case from a ufologist. You know what a ufologist is?
I do not know.
Yeah. UFOs. A ufologist named Stephen Greer, who actually is a very famous ufologist, that would have caused him to avoid going into business with FAM. So, yeah, he wants a judge to rescind the agreement, to order control of his Facebook page returned to him. He wants a declaratory judgment stating they have no right to his name, image, or likeness, and for a complete accounting of revenues generated in his name. He wants compensatory damages. Do I look like a lawyer?
Good job, Brian.
Anyway, he wants $10 million. Seems like that's a lot of money, but maybe they've made $10 million on his name recently or however much. So there you go. When was... Oh, December 2025. So 9 months, I think, is when they controlled his... I guess his Facebook. Charlotte does not like Flair's social media.
Can you blame her?
Says we fight about it all the time. I'm like, how about that?
I suspect they will settle for a number below $10
million. Yeah, that seems likely. AW expanding all out for fans in Chicago. Are you in Chicago? Are you going all out, everybody? Anybody going? AW and WWE going head-to-head. Shows at the same time in the Chicago area. All Out will be from the Now Arena in Hoffman Estates. Promotion announced today will hold a free afternoon block party. Prior to the event, Q&As with AEW talent, photo booths, live music, and a dunk booth.
If they put Don Callis in it, they'll draw millions.
Bro, if they put Don Callis in that dunk booth, I'm going. I will go. I'll warm up my old pitching shoulder. Block party's being held at Hideaway Brew Garden and Bar in Hoffman Estates. I believe WWE is doing Worlds Collide. Head-to-head, is that right? Worlds Collide? Doesn't mention here, but I believe that's the plan. And does anybody want to bet that old CM Punk works that WWE show head-to-head?
I'm guessing that's a strong probability.
Pretty good possibility. What do they have for... do they have anything for Worlds Collide yet? Let's see.
September. I don't know, but they better not go head-to-head with Don Callis in a dunking booth.
Oh, that'd be foolish. That's how you know they'd lose. All right. It's Allstate Arena. Worlds Collide. And yes, it will be Raw, SmackDown, NXT, and AAA.
Wow.
Yeah, CM Punk is advertised to appear, and I'm pretty sure he's wrestling. I guess the question will just be when. So yeah, that's September 26th. They've only got one match announced. It's the four-way. I see. Why does it say a singles match? Anyway, it's Flammer or La Catalina versus Roxanne, Fabi Apache, Natty, or La Hie. Oh, I see. So it's I guess they're doing like a series of matches. We can't say a tournament. A series of matches for Reina de Reinas championship. I got it. All right. So that's what they're doing. There's a fatal four-way with Roxanne, Fabi, Natty, and La Hiedra at Triple Mania, which is coming up this weekend. And the winner of that match faces the winner of the championship match between Flammer and La Catalina on night two. So, yeah, the big Triple Mania shows are coming up this weekend. We'll talk about those as we get going here over the course of the week. But before that, we got NXT tonight. Tony D, Mason Rook, Saquon against EK Prosper, Cruz Montana, Keanu Carver. The winning team does a three-way next week. The winner of that gets a shot at the NXT title. Kalani's facing Jada Parker for the NXT women's title. And Jackson Drake and Tavion Heights are wrestling for the North American title. And then on Wednesday, it is the Rebel Heart edition of Dynamite. Will Ospreay, David Finlay in an eliminator match. Swerve Strickland in the new level against the Conglomeration. That's for the trios titles. Maya World, Hyatt, and Thunder Rosa versus Persephone, Hikaru Shida. And in her return, Britt Baker is wrestling heel on the Rebel Heart Dynamite show, even though her and Rebel are best friends. And after wrestling heel, her and Rebel will do a waiting room segment with Persephone and Hikaru Shida. This whole thing is weird. And then Darby and Stephen Borden versus Mark Davis and Josh Alexander. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Gen Xers, Elizabeth Banks here. As the original Latchkey Kids, we took things into our own hands, like house keys and video game controllers. And now it's time for us to do it again, because the recommended age to get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia has been lowered to 50 and older, even if you're healthy. We're at over 6 times greater risk compared to adults under 50. So go to VaxAssist.com and schedule. Gen X, this is our shot. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Are you moving to another state? We can make it easy for you. We are Movers USA. We're experts in getting your valuable possessions of your home from point A to point B anywhere in the United States. Now's the time to get a fresh start in a new city. Get it done right with Movers USA. We'll take care of your possessions just like our own. We'll take all the headaches off your mind, pack everything for you, and bring them safe and secure and put in the right place in your new home. If you're moving across state lines, call us right now for a 100% free quote. Ask your representative how you can qualify for a special discount with today's call. If you're moving anywhere in the U.S., we can get you there. Quick, call now for details. 800-631-3086. 800-631-3086. 800-631-3086. That's 800-631-3086.
This important consumer alert is from the Credit Repair Hotline, a national service designed to help people improve their credit scores. Are you paying high interest rates because of your credit rating? Wouldn't you like to be able to qualify for a better car loan or mortgage rate? Would lower monthly payments give you more financial flexibility? If you're finally ready to fix your credit problem, you need to call today and get a free consultation from the Credit Repair Hotline. In one fast and easy call, we can pull your credit rating and show you real solutions how to improve your credit. And again, this is part of a 100% free consultation. Learn how you can save money on everyday purchases by having a better credit rating. And it all starts with this free phone call right now.
800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. That's 800-413-6214.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Yeti goes, I think Britt heel return is a swerve and she'll turn babyface on Wednesday. I wouldn't hold my breath, brother. I mean, I don't think so. Like, she should have come back as a babyface. It's just a classic AEW thing. You're going to get over as a babyface whenever you come back after a long... Like, that's why MJF had to turn heel at one time. Because he came back after being gone a long time and everybody cheered him like crazy. So I don't know why he brings people back as heels, because you just fight the audience for... I mean, bring him back as a babyface, give him a few month run, and then do whatever you want with him. But
being associated with Rebel at this time is not a heel move.
Especially, exactly. They brought him right back right before the Rebel tribute show. Like, why would she come back as a heel? I don't get it. I guess we'll find out. All right, this Raw show, which, by the way, was a follow-up to Saturday night's main event, if you didn't see it. We had Lil Yachty going 5 minutes with Baron Corbin, which led to Trick beating Baron for the U.S. title. So Trick is the champion again, which I figured the moment he lost it and they had Corbin running around with a furry belt. It's like, you guys think that this guy ain't winning that belt back? He's being buried? No. He's going to win.
Like when they don't change the side plates, it's like, you know, it's not running long.
We had Obafemi beating Braun Breaker. We had the return of Bronson Reed, who looked awesome. Destroyed Obafemi with multiple splashes. So we didn't get a decisive winner, which we also figured. Jade Cargill, Meechan, and B-Fab beat Charlotte, Alexa, and Tatum, which was kind of a mess. And then the main event was Randy Orton beating Cody. The old guy can't pull the trigger, so he gets beat. I don't know if that gets over the baby face, but whatever. Randy got his win. So anyway, that leads us to Raw. And I did not think the show was all that good. Very below average edition of Raw. So it opens up with the Vision coming down to the ring. No Paul Heyman. And they all take turns cutting a promo. And they all say their piece. And they get interrupted by Tozawa. And Theory said, I should have my lady handle you, but she's busy tonight, so I'm going to beat you up. So Tozawa goes, I will be fighting, but it will not be... Or you will be fighting, but not against me. It'll be against this man. And it's the return of Otis, who they beat up recently. So it's Otis versus Theory, and...
And we get a non-finish again.
I wish I would have gone back last night, but I didn't. But, you know, this was not a good crowd. They were not really into the matches. And, you know... I can't remember what Dave said, but I was like, the crowd's not going to get into matches because it's all bad finishes. And he goes, well, it was a bad crowd before they started doing the bad finishes. No!
They've been doing
the
bad
first
finishes
match,
for years.
For about the first match on the show had a bad finish. It was like they did a bunch of... The first match, Otis makes a comeback. It's about like 2 minutes. Otis makes a comeback, and Bronson hits the ring for a DQ. Bad finish! First match! So then Tozawa hits the ring, they kill him as well. And then they cut backstage, and Oba, who took like 4 tsunamis or something the night before and 10 spears or whatever, and they claim he's not medically cleared. Well, he shows up and starts heading to the ring. Security tries to stop him. He just goes anyway. And like, he's selling nothing, bro. He gets in the ring, and he just beats dudes up right and left. Not selling anything. Finally rips off his shirt to reveal there's some tape on his ribs. That's the extent of his injuries. And then he gets speared, finally, and then they give him another half dozen tsunamis or whatever, and they stand over him victorious. And to me, it was just like, first off, I could go for hours. This guy isn't medically cleared because he has tape on his ribs. But meanwhile, Chelsea Green's got a broken face, and she's wrestling on SmackDown. Sami Zayn has a broken hand, and he's wrestling on SmackDown. This guy, this giant monster Obafemi, he's got tape on his ribs, but he's not medically cleared. Then,
well, I think Mustafa Ali can attest to rib injuries can be very, very serious.
Then they kill this guy. They lay him out, all these spears and tsunamis and everything. And I guess, like, we're supposed to be concerned. But it's like, bro, I saw this Sunday. He was back fine the next day. Like, why am I supposed to care about this injury angle? So I didn't like this. It was, like, stupid to bring him back and just do it again. Like, oh, it didn't mean anything yesterday, but this time, clearly these people don't have children.
I want to make sure all the people that don't have peacock saw it.
We had a Royce Keyes video package. They showed a replay. At a Royce Keyes video package, him and OTM are now the 946. I thought this was an excellent segment. I think Royce is a much better... He's like a really good heel promo. You know, he says he's going to kill you, and you believe it.
Yep.
It's a good trait. So then the Usos... This whole storyline was stupid. The Usos run into Jacob. They go, what you're doing? We got to go take out this guy. And Jacob goes, for what? He goes, I thought about what happened last week. This is what they want you guys to do. They got nothing to lose. You saw what happened last week. They spilled your blood. I know how they're rolling, because I'm from the same side they're from. And Jay says, well, call the play. And Jacob said, well, lay low and let's play it slow. Let's go to the locker room and figure this out. I was like, dude, the Usos have hated this guy, and he's hated the Usos for months now. Now all of a sudden, they're like buddies? So they go. Then we got Becky meeting with Stephanie. Becky is supposed to be a babyface, but she goes, we got off on the wrong foot. You're going to Chile this weekend, wrestling in front of your friends and family. I help you. You go back as champion. You give me the first shot. It works out for everybody. Especially me, she says. Stephanie goes, I don't trust you. Everyone I trust betrays me. So I'm not asking for your help. And then Becky, who's supposed to be babyface, goes, fine. Go back to Chile as a loser. Walks off. I was like, why did they turn her babyface? Like, what was the point? They turned her babyface to feud with another babyface who she's cutting heel promos on. I don't get it. They interviewed this Matt Matthews guy. And he's interrupted by Kit Wilson and The Miz, whatever his name is. They're not even on this show. So they make fun of the guy. They throw him in the ring. He actually has a spinning head scissors on Kit. But then Miz kills him with the skull-crushing finale. It's his guy's hometown. So then Braun comes out during the break for his Money in the Bank qualifier. And man, he speared this guy into next week. Killed this guy. He's dead. And quite a bump.
Not quite as bad as the other dude he killed.
I don't know, man.
Who was the dude that did the backflip and then he ran him over?
Oh, God. Who was that? I don't remember. Oh, Isho Speed. Yeah,
yes.
That guy got killed, too. Yeah. Don't take this move, guys. Especially if you're a civilian. So they had a three-way. I thought this was fine. Dave thought it sucked. But I thought it was all right. And Braun took out both of them. Hit the Breakensteiner on both. Speared Ray. Pinned him. Braun qualifies for Money in the Bank.
Just after pushing the fact that Ray is on Triple Mania fighting Omos, and he's the one that does the job.
We don't mind beating these Triple Mania, Triple A geeks.
They have never minded beating
them. Nah,
Ray.
Who cares? Not like we got to sell tickets or anything. Pierce met with LA Knight. He says, let's get through this Roman Penta match, and then we'll figure things out. He does not want to give LA a championship match, and LA, Roman doesn't either. It's poor LA. He's getting screwed right and left. So then Solo shows up, and he says, let's go get these guys. And L.A., he's supposed to be a babyface, goes, nah, I got to handle Roman. We can't be distracted. Let these other guys take care of him. We'll pick their bones. It's like, all right. So Solo says, with all due respect, I don't know if I can wait. He then leaves, and we literally never see him again. So apparently, he could wait.
He could wait and did.
Yeah. We had an incredible promo from Penta about the Roman Reigns match. This was great. So I think Roman's going to give him a lot in that match based on this promo. We had Sol Ruka Maxine and Lyra, Women's Money in the Bank qualifier.
Oh, good gravy.
Good Lord Almighty. All you need to know is Sol won. But this match was not good. No.
I'm just furious, it's probably a safe word, that on the heels of Chelsea Green breaking her orbital bone when a woman bumped on her face, they decided to do a suplex where Lyra, or do a spot where Lyra suplexes Maxine onto Sol Ruka. And a traditional suplex where the person's behind you, you can't really see. And I don't know if it was her hip, her leg, or what, but they land right on Sol's face. She immediately grabs her face, is bleeding from either her nose or her upper lip afterwards. And I'm like, can we stop having people thrown on top of other people blindly? One broken orbital bone is enough. We don't need Sol breaking her nose or her orbital bone or losing teeth. Please, just be safer.
I don't want to go on a big rant here because we don't have time to finish this review. And if we don't, you can listen to Observer Radio last night. But you know that Mickey Knuckles thing where she got thrown into the box, lit on fire, and then she does a video and she goes, you know, I probably need to learn to say no more. Guys, I mean, no one's going to listen to me, but...
No one does.
Let me tell you something as someone who's gotten back into wrestling, okay? It doesn't have to involve fire. Like, it's okay to just go... I ain't feeling that one, brother. No.
That doesn't work for me, bro.
I've done that several times. I am not ashamed to tell you that in every match, somebody has had some suggestion, and I'm like, I don't know about that one. Because, listen, it doesn't have to be fire, dude. Like, if someone has an idea about, I'm going to suplex this person onto your face or whatever, or you know there's a possibility they could land on your face, you got to just go, no, let's do something else. Because... Why put yourself in any sort of danger that you're concerned about? Like, you know, sometimes in wrestling, and you know this, Lance, sometimes you get hurt on something stupid. You ran the ropes. You took a snake eyes. Just something stupid. That's usually the majority of the time that it happens, okay? But there are a lot of times where I didn't really want to take it, but I didn't want to say no, and then... You got hurt. So it's okay to say no. And everybody should say no more often. And I think that would go a long way to at least stopping some injuries. We had another Uso-Jacobs segment. And he's still trying to convince them not to go outside. And they're doing what he says. So we had Joe Hendry and JD McDonough, which was stupid. Funko Pop gimmicks. Felt like Vince McMahon. We had
the baby face got the holy hell beat out of him. Then a baby face came out for a distraction so the baby face could go over.
Yes. Yeah.
All right.
We had Liv Morgan and Stephanie for the women's title, which Liv won.
Sort of. As
usual, distraction from everybody else. Yes, the shoulder wasn't down, but the ref counted.
The whole half of her back. You can see her spine, her entire shoulder blade, and everything was up.
The ref's decision is final, brother. But anyway, we don't have time to talk about it in this segment, but just very quickly, I think they should change the title in Chile this weekend at a house show. I think they should. They are reestablishing house shows. I think that you don't want to do it all the time, but every now and then, without making a big deal out of it, like Dave thought they should announce the match and make it like a big deal. I don't think you should do that at all. You want fans to think at any house show, a title can change hands. Buy your tickets. So I think they should change it this weekend. But
I hope they're promoting Stephanie challenging for the title really big.
Well, they should promote she's there. That's going to sell a bunch of...
Promote that she's got a title shot. That would be smart.
You could do that to the local market.
I agree. It's like, switch it. Why not?
Yeah.
Make it big.
So then finally, at the end of the show, cut to the chase. After that whole show where the Usos are listening to Jacob, finally they're like, now let's go do this. And they go out. And then the heels light their car on fire. Another Vince trope, by the way, lighting cars on fire. There were a couple on this show. I'm not saying anything decisively, but there were two on this show. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Sometimes life changes and the house you once loved becomes a burden. Too many repairs, too many memories, too much to handle on your own. If you'd like to sell your home fast, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline. we can help you sell your home as is. No cleaning, no showings, and there are absolutely no hidden fees or real estate commissions. We'll pay you a fair price for your home in cash. Whether you're downsizing, handling an estate, or just ready for peace of mind, call us. We'll help you walk away from your problem property in no time at all and get you the cash in your bank account with little hassles. If you'd like to sell your home fast, as is, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline.
Call Want to Sell Your Home now for a free quote to sell your home in any condition. Call 800-950-3143. 800-950-3143. That's 800-950-3143.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Hear that overflow? That's not just rain. That's water pouring straight into your home's foundation. Clogged, broken, or missing gutters and downspouts can cause costly damage fast. We're talking foundation cracks, flooded basements, rotting wood, even mold. Most homeowners don't realize the damage until it's too late. We install, repair, and replace full-service gutter and downspout systems built to move water away from your home where it belongs. Call right now for a free gutter inspection. We'll show you exactly what's wrong and exactly how to fix it before it turns into a major repair bill. Call the Gutter Helpline now. Protect your home. Protect your foundation. Fix your gutters before they fail. Here's the number.
800-884-1561. 800-884-1561. 800-884-1561. That's 800-884-1561.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Alive. Well, we got through as much as we could in the last hour. But we're back to normal here. Filthy will be joining us here tomorrow. Lance, you're here on, what's the schedule this week? Does anyone even know?
Tom's doing Wednesday with you. Thursday, he's got a guest. And then Friday, it's you and I for fun.
All right. Well, that'll be the plan, everybody. I'll be back later on tonight with Vinny. We'll be back watching Mid-South. We had somebody that was like, hey, how about instead of doing Mid-South, you guys review Saturday night's main event? And I hadn't watched the show yet, but then I watched Saturday night's main event, and we will have far more to talk about with Mid-South Wrestling, because that was just a show, that Saturday night's main event, really. I mean,
Sunday.
Whatever. Do you even see what they did? Did you watch the show?
Of course not.
Okay. You keep making fun of me for this, but you know what they had on all of the Dasher boards? They had these giant banners that I swear to God said Saturday night's main event with the Saturday X'd out and a Sunday written over it. All around ringside. I was dying. So anyway, whatever night's main event it was just there. But it was under 2 hours. So, yeah. All right, we got to wrap it up, everybody. I want to thank you all for listening here today. Check out the site, WrestlingObserver.com. You can check us out on Apple, Spotify, and YouTube as well. And the book, Pro Wrestling for Dummies, available right now, Amazon.com. The hard copy should be hitting doorstops within the next couple of weeks. So head up there and check it out. And that's it, everybody. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.